The quiver lips. The quiver lips. You need to be your own emoji. By the way, I need to teach you how to make those GIFs.
Yeah, you sent me just your own GIFs, and I'm like, what? This is not the GIF keyboard. Right, so, I've been looking for it. I'm like, Tossy.
So you gotta find. You gotta find. All right. So this is a tip for anyone out there. By the way. Who are you?
Oh, I'm we'll David right Morales. If you want to follow my acting journey, that's at David Morales. If you want to follow my music, that's at Active Poet. And next to me is
Tossy Alabastro. And if you want to follow me, I'm at Tossy Alabastro on most platforms. And if you enjoy photography, check me out on the modern Clicksmith.
Click, click, click.
La, la, la. And this is
Art Time Job.
Yay, a support podcast for working and aspiring artists. Artists? I don't know.
Artists
by us, working artists. And I thought we'd jump in actually kind of deep end on this one.
Whoa.
Because I'm not entirely sure where we're going with it, but the topic today, just to get it out of the way, is grieving. Hold on. Goals.
Sheesh.
Wow.
Sheesh. So many graveyards around me.
I just saw Pet Cemetery the other day.
Never seen it.
It's worth a watch.
Are you talking about the new one you just saw?
No, like the 1989 one or something.
The new one.
Do you know the premise of Pet Cemetery?
The pets come out of the cemetery?
I mean, based on the title, yeah, it's kind of that. But it's the whole idea of like there's this indigenous ground that had been kind of spoiled. And so, it's kind of off like some farmland, and over the decades, people will take their dog there or their animals, because there's a road that runs through it where people speed, and of course, animals die, whatever. Anyway, the whole premise is that, yes, you bury them there, that's fine, but after that, there's a point afterwards. If you bury something there, they come back from the dead.
Are they the same?
No.
I didn't think so.
No. Nope.
What
world would they come back? I'm the same, right? So it was trippy because...
It's kind of like, was it the Justice League when they bring back Superman?
It's exactly like that.
Yeah, and he was like, he wasn't the same.
No. Although towards the end of it, I felt like...
He regained it. Because
so
I think he like talked to his parents, Lois, and whatnot. Yeah, Lois and his parents. A good woman will bring you back to where you're supposed to be.
She'll have you coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
but the Pet Cemetery was that they come back, and so depending on what you bury, so if it's an animal, they come back and they seem to be indifferent. Mm-hmm. They're like there. If it's a human, spoiler alert, one is a human, there's like some weird like maliciousness to it.
I bet
it's worth putting on because it's not super scary. The idea is scary.
Yeah.
The scariest thing about the movie is the lead actor, because he's got like nothing going on in his eyebrows.
Is he the one that comes back?
No.
Oh.
No. But he's the representation of like emotional greed and like putting away your moral ethics because you're selfish about something.
Mm.
So he gets punished, of course. Spoiler alert. But like watching his performance, I'm like, why did they, like Sam and I were like, why did they cast this guy? He asked those questions. I'm like, what did that guy do to get that role? What was he doing before that someone saw his stuff and was like, that's the guy. That's the guy we're going to get. Because when you watch him and some of these takes, it's terrible. Because the other actors are doing fine. Even the kid actors are doing like phenomenal.
I love that.
And this guy's like, I'm like, yo, what's happening
here? We got to cut to a clip of that guy so y'all know what we're talking
about. Oh my God, it's so bad. I mean, I don't know what they're doing now, if they're still around, but
maybe he got better. Let's hope. We hope everyone gets better.
We hope everyone gets better. I wonder if that was one of his goals.
Maybe.
He's like, let me work on a horror movie.
Maybe work on not moving my eyebrows. Because, you know, people like us, we're very expressive. So maybe that's what he was working on in that movie. And for him, it was a huge success. He's like, I didn't move an eyebrow in any take.
And he was.
You know? I feel like that's always the note I get when I'm on stage. Or people are like, can you smile less? And I'm like,
damn. Oh, you get that note?
Always.
Oh, wow.
Because everything's funny to me. Mm. Or like I can always approach things with like a happy-go-lucky attitude. I'm like, oh, maybe my character wouldn't.
I got that note today on the shoot that I was on.
Really? Were you smiling too much?
Well, it was the delivery of it. Like, the first delivery was in the right place. And then, you know, when you have several takes, you're like, I'm going to play with it and see what shades I can find, right? And yeah, the second take was the director's like, the characters seem a little too pleased about this, and like they're not feeling like they're acknowledging their accountability about this situation. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, got you.
For those who don't know, Tossie just did a shoot today with Stanford, right?
Yeah, Stanford. Yeah.
So Tossie's a working artist. For those who didn't know, why do you think we have this podcast?
Hey, it was fun, and I guess
you're awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take my flowers. Thank you.
Yeah, good, bro.
Thank you. You deserve them. Thank you.
Freaking deserve them. But yeah.
We have a lot of goals. And that,
man.
Would you say, okay, man. Let me ask you, Dove. Would you say you are a goal throughout your, okay, if you were average out your life, not just like,
so far?
Yes. Would you say you're a very goal oriented person?
Yes.
Yeah. Since like, do you know at what point you clocked that, oh, I like writing goals?
I think it was probably like late teenage years that I started writing my goals down, because I think around the time with high school when you have more free time, because I didn't really care about school. Sorry, y'all. Unless it was drama, like I really didn't care.
It's because you sat around in chairs too long.
I don't know if it was sitting around in chairs. I think because in drama, we were allowed to get up, and like I liked certain classes like physiology, and there was like cool classes like I liked diving into, but I don't know, like I think I've always been ambitious and wanted to do a lot, and I realize if I don't write things down I forget things, and then I get really upset that I didn't do the thing. I'm like, I had time and I watched SpongeBob instead. So I'm definitely very goal oriented, and there's so many goals that I have not accomplished, and I know that I could have. And you know, there's times I'm like, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, why do I like do this to myself? Why am I hiding from the world? Sometimes when I don't get the goals,
why am I hiding from the world?
Because there's sometimes like, even last night I stayed up to like 2 finishing that verse that I showed you before this.
Yeah, because you're excited about it.
I was so excited. But Austin D. Nashford, that's who we're talking about right now, he's on this song with me called Multi Hyphy, and he challenged me. He was like, yo, get that rough draft for me tonight. And I was like, I'll do that. And I got back from the gym around like 8, took a shower, then I ate some food. It was like 9, and I was like, if I start this, I have no idea when I'm going to get out of the studio.
Right into the horizon.
And I was like, oh, I'll just put a rough draft together. Like, don't even worry about it. But I was getting so stoked about it. And I was like, there was one point of the verse that I just didn't have done. I was like, oh, it's like an intricate bar pattern where it's like the whole 4 bars, like A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B. And I was trying to keep that rhyme scheme.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just give it up. But I'm so happy I finished it. I recorded and sent it to Austin that I'm like, why was I gonna not share this with the world? Like, I was like in the studio by myself, like I was dancing.
Yeah.
I was,
oh, you were,
you know. But there's so many nights where I'm like, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. Why do we put off what we can do today in those goals? Because I grieve those nights that I didn't stay up after I have a great night like last night.
Like last night. Like why haven't I done that more often?
Yeah.
I mean, hard to say. I mean, I think the different levels of your goals find you in different levels of your energy, right?
Yeah. So,
and I don't think that always aligns. Maybe last night it aligned because, I don't know, maybe you did something earlier in the day and you felt already accomplished.
Yeah.
So then this is like the cherry on top.
Yeah.
What did you have to do this morning?
This morning or last morning?
Today, this morning.
Nothing. I pushed off my gym.
Maybe that was part of it. It's like you knew that there was some leeway this morning. Like, okay, so let me ask you. If you had a 6 a.m. call today and you had to drive to like Marin, for example, for 2K, right? Which has happened.
Yep.
Do you think you would have stayed up until 2?
Probably not as late. I probably stayed up to 1.
Something would have clocked. Like
I've done it before where I'm like, I'm on a roll.
Yeah.
And I need to finish this so I feel better about myself. But I also did a couple things after. After I finished that verse, I did a couple voiceover auditions just to get ahead.
Whoa, look at you go.
I was hype. I was up. I was like, why would I just
lay down? Your vocals are warmed up.
Yeah, why would I lay down while I'm just like... why would I lay down with that energy? I'm like, let me get it out of the way. Plus, two of them were due at like 8 a.m. So I had to do them anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done that. And shout out caffeine because it's got me through those days where I'm just like, hey, we're going to get through it. But there's times when I'm like so hyped on like my work that I feel like I don't even need the caffeine. Like I was like, the stuff I did last night, wait till y'all hear. Wait till y'all hear this.
Just birthing it.
Yeah. But yeah. Has there been times like roles you didn't get or like, let's say things you knew you wanted to do that you didn't do that like haunt you today?
Well, I guess let me answer the question I had posed to you, which was, are you goals oriented?
Yes, I am.
Are you? So you are. I am not. He's looking around my room right now. What?
There's writing on the walls. That's all I got to say.
Literal writing on the walls?
There is. I don't know if most people have writing on the walls.
Those aren't goals to me, though.
You have goals. You're in this program called CODA. You got like all the stuff you're trying to do. You're trying to be organized. Why are you trying to be organized unless you got goals, fool?
I think
he's goal oriented.
No. I think
maybe not the same way I am, but you're goal oriented.
Allow me to. Maybe it's semantics.
I'm gonna let him explain himself. Real quick.
Please do. I think it's semantics. I'm not goal oriented in the sense of like, you know, by this time next year, I'm going to own a car. Instead, I'm task oriented. Hey, you listen. Hang on. Let me explain myself.
Oh, I'm listening.
So for those of you who are out there listening, watching, maybe not watching, but listening, tuning in, reading the script, whatever. When I say I'm task-oriented, it means that for me to feel successful on my day-to-day is that I need to be able to cross some stuff out here and there. Right? And like for a goal, I have a hard time putting a goal in the wall and being like, this is the one big like thing I'm going to cross out. I don't remember the last time I did that.
Interesting. Would you not say goals and tasks are synonyms?
I wouldn't, but I'm not an English major. Because tasks allow you to reach a goal. Goals are not something that you do in steps, so that unless it's... Wait, hang on. You know what I think the disconnect is?
Yeah, tell me.
Because you're an athletic mind. So you thinking like, well, I don't want to assume what you think, but
don't assume.
You're a sports person slash you work out, right? So like,
10
reps is a 10 reps is a goal.
Bet.
10 reps is not a task. Do you see the separation of?
But I gotta definition? Do it.
Okay.
Both I gotta do.
You gotta do though.
I guess for me, when I say goals to me are tasks. You know, I look at all of them. I'm like, if I cross it off, that's a little win.
Double
kick the goal.
Yeah.
You know, that each thing I cross off, that's a goal. I go shopping at Whole Foods today, accomplishes a goal.
Whoa.
Interesting. Goals, bro.
Huh.
I'm trying to do something and yell, goal. I did that, bro. If you want to get sports.
Whoa. Task.
Because, like, I think if I look at something like, I don't like 3-month goals. I've noticed for me, if I get 3 months, like, oh, in 3 months, I want to do that. I'm like, I know how like improv minded I am that like I could have something, but then you could mention an idea. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool. Shiny, shiny object.
Shiny.
And then I'm like, oh yeah, 3 months. Oh, deviate. I feel bad about that. Like a week is probably as far as I like to go. A day is perfect. I'll try to get like 3 max big tasks. Tasks. Since that is your language, Tasi. But like little goals all throughout the day, bro. Yeah. Making my bed. That's a goal. Taking a shower.
I always
make
my bed.
That's a goal. You know, brushing my teeth. That's a goal. Doing
what?
It. Yeah, bro.
Whoa.
Why is that? Because a task sounds so like harsh. I like the smiliness of a goal.
Goal. Task. All right. Hang on. The practice. Okay, so say goal.
Goal.
Say task.
Task.
You're smiling when you say task.
Goal.
Like it's like when you say cheese, your mouth.
Yeah, but tasks kind of, it feels like something like, oh, I have to do this.
Yeah, there's a negative connotation to it, sure.
It's close to tax, you know, if I was wanting to rhyme something.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
So like,
I'll give you that because you're you do bars.
Thank you. And it's like, there's a negative connotation to task. Rather, goals is like, it's optimistic. I feel like just how my mouth widens, so do my eyes.
Goals. Wow, I can just see you sliding with vuvuzelas going out.
Yeah.
Goals.
I guess I get stoked.
I wanna hear from our listeners if you're out there and where do you land in the goal versus task mindset?
Yeah.
Using that as just kind of a baseline word. I'm so curious now.
Are you a tossy task person? Yeah. Or are you a dav goal person?
Yeah, which I'm so curious.
Yeah.
Because I'd never stop to consider those two words. I've always thought like, okay, what are the words that will allow me to navigate kind of my mind mm-hmm. and kind of where I get stuck? Mm-hmm. Right. So like rejection, I dealt with that word a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right. Like in rejection in the space of arts. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm very happy. I namaste that. Right. But task and goals. Oh, that's interesting.
What do you mean about rejection? I want you to speak more about that. What about rejection did you make peace with?
That it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that sometimes I can try as hard as I want and be prepared as hard or as, you know, show up to an audition as prepared as I can be, in that at the end of the day, it's 50-50, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to get an email or a call or nothing saying, hey, welcome. We'd like to offer you, or we went a different direction. Mm. And like when I see those now, I mean, obviously this year was full of the latter, you know, we're going a different direction. I don't get, maybe it's that monk thing where I take it in. And I don't get too overexcited mm-hmm. and I don't get too over disappointed. Mm. It's kind of just like, that's part of it.
Yeah.
It's the acceptance of that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like because that is something that was like trained, I guess trained is the right word. Yeah. I trained myself to think that way. I can then transfer it to like life goals.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you know. Maybe my goal at like, you know, I don't think I had a goal. Like, it's tied to my age.
Right.
Like the only thing that I've ever thought of as far as age related to something that could happen is I had once dreamed of my death and that I was under a coconut tree in a hammock and I felt like I was 90.
Of course you were.
Yeah, I felt like it. Yeah.
What's your goal?
Keep going. I don't know where I was because I just saw the coconut tree. And then I heard children laughing and then a coconut fell on my head.
And it killed you.
Like, yeah, it took me out. And I woke up.
What a good way to die.
Right? And I was like, I'm going to hang on to that. And that's the only thing that I've ever not, like, that I can think of or remember that's like, oh, yeah, by this age, that's. How about you? Is there like this decade is going to be this? This decade is going to be that?
Of course. I mean, I imagine a lot of things for myself, but I think the older I get, the more I'm like, man, whoever's upstairs, uh-huh. whoever's in the universe, they got jokes. They're like, you can have plans.
Yeah.
But like, you ain't controlling this stuff. So like, I think for me, the older I get, the more I grieve goals that like I weren't proactive about. Like, me take the time to like thank you for going on this podcast journey with me, because there's been a lot of projects you have with people, artists you admire, you respect, you just like being around that everyone gets so excited to do something but we never do.
Oh, sure.
And I think I've said this on this podcast before, but one of my biggest regrets being an artist is not collaborating with other artists, because people stop creating, because life happens, people die. There's so many things that happen, mm-hmm. variables. So not making the time to collaborate with those you respect, those you want to give their flowers to, those you just want to like do one thing with, like that's been my biggest like grief when it comes to being an artist, period. I think those are the goals that haunt me the most. Like I have so many friends who don't do it anymore. And I'm like,
would that then be part like regret?
Yeah,
it's got a shade of regret on that because
of course, but I'm definitely like grieving the fact that like that doesn't exist anymore. Because regret is something like, dang, I wish we could have done this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still like but like grief is like it's dead, like it's gone. Like there's so many of my friends that are like, nah, I'm not doing this anymore.
They're done with that.
They're done with that. Completely. Regret, you know, I can regret not talking to a girl and then maybe tomorrow I can see her and be like, hello. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
I like your shoes.
Sure. Okay.
That's all I wanted to say.
So the regret is that you have an opportunity still to change it. And then the grief is That's it.
Yeah.
It's very final.
I think that's when the grief kicks in. I think you're still in the regretting mode until it's like dead in the water.
Oh, okay. For sure. Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So what then, walk us through maybe like an example if you have one. If you don't have one, then like what do you typically do? Like what's your personal ritual around that? Do you have one?
No personal ritual. I think just being aware of that feeling and not trying to have that replicate again, because it's a sucky feeling to know that like you and somebody else had this great energy, great potential of doing stuff, but you just didn't make the time for it because of
XYZ.
Yeah. And in the grand scheme of life, it just seems stupid, you know?
Yeah.
And those are the things that like hurt my heart that I know when I get older, they'd be like, wish I would have done those. But like, I know at this point in my life that I'm actively putting effort into like creating these little mini hubs of my friends and artists that hopefully like, that will, not hopefully, will make income and will support us so we can just get together and have fun. Like that'd be where, oh, sorry, babe, I gotta do this podcast with Tossy, gotta pay the bills, you know? Like,
hey, listen, no regrets.
No regrets, no nothing.
Nothing. Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I'm incredibly pleased that we get to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because sometimes like, timing is not always the same for those of you who are out there listening, watching. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm trying to squeeze it in. And then Dalv will get here. And I'm like, I just want to chat for like an hour before we did before.
Yeah. And we're like, dang.
Before we even record, it's just so funny. It's like best laid plans, right? Like, oh, you know, I got all this stuff. And then like, you get here, I'm like, nah, nothing's that important.
Well, I think because it's like, this is quote unquote work, but like, we're not getting paid for this. But also, it's like, we're checking in with each other. There's some things.
Yeah.
Can't say on the podcast to y'all because y'all might be listening and Tossy is the least politically correct person you'll ever meet. I'm just kidding, but we're just checking in. I genuinely care how you're doing today, and like,
yeah, me too, man.
We want to give you guys as much gems as we can on here, at least our process, and you know what we're going through in the day-to-day is maybe not what you guys are tuning into here. And if y'all want that, then we'll add a little more of that.
Yeah, you let us know. I mean I think as a segue, or not a segue, as a aside,
yeah.
You know, I think if you're out there and you're listening and you're part of this conversation, at least listening in, ultimately the goal is really to involve you all in some way.
Yeah.
So that we can find ways to empower you as the artist or aspiring artist to continue sustaining your art and finding that longevity. And I think part of like even our conversation today is just acknowledging that you have goals to grieve is part of that process. Like if you didn't have that,
totally,
then your cycle of creating, destroying, it's going to feel incomplete, right?
Yeah.
What is that? Closure, right? Like yeah, sometimes you got to have closure on certain things.
And I think closure with everything you create is necessary.
Like, yeah.
It's good, like, you know, when you close a show or, like, when I release a song, I'm like, yeah. I can always, like, rehype it up, but, like,
sure.
I close the amount of, like, work I want to do on that.
Okay,
like,
I have a great question for you. And maybe, you know, for those of you who are fans of Dalv's music.
Oh, snap.
Lighthearted.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
So, as a listener.
Yeah.
And as someone who posts on IG stories.
Mm-hmm.
I will say one of my practices is like, I mentioned this to you in the past. Like if I'm posting something, I'll like 80% of the time look through your catalog of music to see if anything matches what I'm looking for.
I need to make more vibey music.
Yeah.
I got
it's
you.
Not even vibey music though. It's Yeah. So
moving forward. I got you.
He's hearing it right now directly from a fan.
I was just thinking about this the other day.
Yeah.
There's like songs that are like, good morning. I'm like, I see people use it all the time just because it says morning and keep going. Go ahead.
Yes. I'll write you a list if you want. and so, I'll get to like lighthearted. And I feel like that's such a good average baseline for like a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I'll often think about your side of it because I witnessed when you had your mom listened to it, like a listening party, which I thought was incredibly endearing and like, yeah, that was a great idea. So if you're out there, you should watch it.
Yeah, we'll put the link in the description. It's a great video.
It was a great video.
My mom's funny.
And she's like, what is this?
Yeah. What'd you say?
And then now on this topic, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, did you? That's closure. That's closed already for you, isn't it? That energy there. I mean, like you said, you can hype it, but like, is that creation process of that album? That do you feel like it had a full circle?
No.
Oh, okay.
And it's funny because I finished Lighthearted before I left to New York to do this film program. And when I came back, I wrote one song and the guys were like, no, it's supposed to be seven songs. I said, I was like, nah, but there's one more. And they're like, it's supposed to be done, you know? So I was like, I was adding to it. The guys liked it. Josh and Rob are the guys I'm talking about. And I ended up adding to Lighthearted, and that song was Bad Boy that I added to it. And yes, I've had good closure when it comes to Lighthearted, like of the creation of it. But just recently I shot a music video for Excuses.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. And like the thing I'm learning about music period is like, just because it's old to me doesn't mean it's old to other people who've never heard it before.
I mean, that's incredibly relevant now when you think about like, is a Biggie song right now that's like popular in the radio again,
you know,
because it got big on TikTok because people were like, what is this?
Exactly.
Now it's on the radio again.
Yeah, and that's just because there's so much in the internet and like oversaturated with so much stuff that like I can give new life to Lighthearted. But when it comes to the creation process of it, I'm happy. I've talked to Rob recently. He's like, I kind of want to remaster it because we've gotten better throughout the year.
Oh, sure.
Of course, but we're not going to.
That seems like a big project. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm super proud of that project. That's my first and only album I've ever dropped. Did it do like the big Billboard things? No, but like, I think that was the first time I've made a project where I'm like, I'm happy with the sound of this. Like for musically, I'm like, that's exactly what I wanted to do and exactly how I did it. So that was a huge like three pointer from half court at the buzzer moment for me, you know? Yeah. I did everything I wanted to do for that, but you'll probably see me repost more stuff with it Lighthearted because I think it should get more exposure because it's a great project.
I love it.
Yeah. Do you have any goals that you grieve, and is there a routine behind it? Like, mainly I'm trying to ask, is there a routine for you in the grieving process of your tasks or your goals that don't get done?
Gosh, it's interesting, right? Because I had posed that question, and then in my mind I go, this question is going to come back to me.
Of course it is.
It's, I think when we do an improv, it's like it's coming around a circle.
Of course. Boomerang, baby.
But I don't want to think about it because I want to also be present for your responses. Do I have any rituals? I can't think of anything directly. I think it's just like I'm getting old. Every year. Maybe it's that I have developed a sense of like I don't care as much.
Yeah.
Right. Like if I care about a project or a goal and maybe I find myself hyper fixated on it, then I pour my energy in there. But then there's still that like, do I move forward solo or do I invite collaborators? And sometimes I think going back to what you were saying about like, I'd like to collaborate with that person and it just never happens. That happens. And I think I have developed a sense of like, well, I guess it wasn't meant to be. Right, like, wasn't for me at that time. Maybe it'll come back later. I don't know, but I don't really have any. I thought I was goal oriented, but I. Yes. So, because you're just getting this view, or if you're listening, you don't actually see the rest of my room unless you've stalked me on Instagram. But
there's post-it notes everywhere.
There's like these. Boards that I've had illustrations and I've got like a calendar and but like I haven't done any of those.
I don't care. The fact that you have them shows me that you want to get stuff done.
Okay.
And that's more than some people.
All right.
Like people come into my like studio and they're like, wow, you have a whiteboard. Yeah.
Whoa.
And that already is
What
are you doing? I'm like, that sounds like
you don't have a whiteboard.
Exactly. I'm like, how do you remember things?
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yo, like, advocate for more whiteboards, you know? or sticky boards or blackboards or something.
Carlos has a joke about that. Less whiteboards.
I think he means less white broads.
No, whiteboards like on the theater panel.
Wow. I think I, yes.
Yeah, more wow. POC boards.
Wow. POC boards.
Yeah.
BIPOC boards.
Yeah, BIPOC boards.
I still, yeah, now that you put it, that's blowing my mind right now. The idea that you could potentially walk into a friend's house, their studio, their workplace, and go, oh, you don't, where do you put your thoughts? Your
what? I mean, there's a lot of people. Like, I guarantee there's some people we know that we walk in who are like, quote unquote, goal-oriented that like, where do you stash this stuff?
Maybe a planner, probably.
Maybe Google Calendar, something like that.
But I gotta see. I gotta be able to see.
Me too.
Yeah.
I can't, or else I'm gonna be like, I know I have something to do today, but I don't know. I'm just gonna drive me nuts.
Right.
If I don't see it, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Monday the 6th, I knew I had to do that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like look up, oh, there it is. Yeah. Maybe it's that thing of like, we also like when someone reminds us
stuff. I can't wait to have an assistant one day. Be like, yeah. Oh, Jerry. We're going to see Jerry. That's nice.
Yeah, hey, cool. SIRI, the new one, is supposed to be really good. Or, sorry, Google's.
I haven't enabled it yet.
No. I apologize.
Google's
Bar. Google's assistant has Bard, which is the AI. And yes, it works well with Pixel, right? Because obviously, but you can download that as a standalone. And it'll integrate with your stuff. So you could say, hey, you know, Bard or whatever.
Yeah.
Help me draft an email to the last like emails that I received about this. And it'll like go through your email. It'll find whatever you were asking for. Like this is an example. And it'll draft something for you using the AI.
Snap.
Yeah. All so right. That was incredibly powerful when I was watching. I mean, this is completely off tangent. But when I was watching the Pixel keynote. I was like, that is better than Siri.
Yeah. For right now.
For right now.
Apple's listening.
Yeah, that's true. And if I guess if you're using Apple Calendar.
Yeah.
I don't know who does, but yeah.
Yeah. Going back to grieving.
Yeah.
I think for me there's a point of like when you get to certain goals, it's like, can you still chip away at it? Mm-hmm. If you do, how much time, energy, money possibly goes into this? Do you have the capacity for it? Because sometimes you do need to bring in other people. You know, like I shared the other day on my Instagram for y'all. It's gonna be like a year later from this time that Misa, when we made the song No Fucks, that was a demo he showed me of one of his songs, and I was like, what is this? And he was like, oh, just something I made. I was like. Is there an extra verse on there? Can I get on that? And he was like, yeah, for sure. And that like got him reinterested in that song to do it. Otherwise it would have just been on his hard
drive. He just had to get it out though, huh?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, and
just share it with other people, you know? Yeah. So I think that maybe for him, I can't speak for him, but he might have like was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with this. And it who knows when that would have been out, maybe he would have hated it in like 2 years from time, be like, I'm gonna trash it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right.
Or are you at that point where you need to bring in somebody else or like reevaluate it? Or are you at the point of moving on?
Wow.
Because for me, I remember I really wanted to be in Hamilton when it first came out. I was like, this is for me to be seen.
Finally. It was in everyone's sphere, right?
And then after, you know, 3 years of auditioning and auditioning and auditioning, I was like, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm. Because they were looking for something so specific that's like...
They were looking for musical theater people. They were not looking for rappers.
Right.
Which broke my heart.
Yeah. Is there an actual rapper that's on any of those casts? I feel like there isn't. Yeah,
David Diggs.
But he's also a musical theater person.
But he's a rapper.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think the... No offense.
So that was an exception.
Yeah, no offense to all the touring people and the people who have, like, taken over because I do not know your catalog. But I think... The original essence of the first cast was so strong because Lin-Manuel loves hip hop. Yeah. You could hear it in his like, you know, cadence and everything. He loves hip hop.
Yeah.
So you felt the hip hop over the musical theater. David Diggs is a rapper in his band Clipping, and like he's just known for rapping.
Yeah.
Anthony Ramos. I don't know if he raps, but he's from New York and he's got that rap energy.
Yeah.
Every time I've seen Hamilton, I've seen it twice outside of that cast. I haven't seen that cast besides Disney Plus.
Yeah.
But I've heard their soundtrack multiple times.
Oh, that's right. It is on Disney Plus, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And every time I've seen it outside of their work, it's always people singing, rapping. It's not the... The $10 founding father without a father.
You mean it's, the stank, the, yeah, the attitude. It's
the $10 founding father without a father. I'm like, you're killing me.
Wow, do you hear the difference in that, y'all? Like, I did. I mean, I'm literally right here next to you.
I want that grit. I'm like, yo, we rapping. We hungry, you know? Yeah. And I felt like in my callbacks, I brought that. I mean, they made me sing, but anytime I had to rap, I was like, oh, I'm eating. I'm a merc everybody.
Yeah.
But I think it's easier for, especially Hamilton, to teach singers how to rap than to teach rappers how to sing.
Right. But here, I learned through another podcast slash creator who MD'd for the show for a hot second, that they dance to not to account, they dance to the they dance to the lyrics.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like the MD I think has to wear like a click so that she can hear it hear it. So it was a little different, like the
the choreography and
like, yeah, versus cool. Like the 5, 6, 7, 8 dot 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 do that, yeah. Right? It was like da 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 ba ba with it.
That's sick.
I was like, oh, that's interesting. I guess that's rhythmically different.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't seen the show, so I can't see.
Not even on Disney Plus.
No, I saw that, but I feel, you know, when you see it live, you can piece together contextually what the dance moves are, right?
Of course.
Disney Plus.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful show.
Okay. Maybe when it's around again.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Grieving the goals.
Grieving the goals. What goals do you have right now that's like in your periphery?
Just boosting up the David Morales acting page, mm-hmm. being consistent for music with Active Poet page. And yeah, just pushing my content and trying to make it easier for myself and just being consistent. I think being consistent with everything that I want to do and mm-hmm. starting small with just these two pages, which is already a lot because like posting on all platforms is just my goals right now. I don't really want to push too hard and too far ahead because when I do that, then I think Hollywood budget, and then that hurts my heart every single time because I'm not there yet, you know?
Yeah.
Not that I don't
You're being cognizant of like your resources.
Yeah, I'm being realistic but also optimistic and give myself space for like, oh, me and Tossie want to start a podcast. Well, about you? What's some of your goals?
Oh, man. I say, oh, man, as if I wasn't expecting. Yeah.
You're gonna ask me?
I would like to grow up.
Never.
No, okay. So let me just, I guess, make some goals here on the podcast officially. Yeah.
And we're going to check in.
Check in a year. I want to do mocap. That's a goal, I think. That's slash milestone, I would say. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, I know. You were telling me. And it just the idea of it. Like, you get to do voice acting, stage acting,
not always.
Film acting. No, I mean, like, if you're working optimally in the mocap space, I guess in my mind, I'm thinking, like, those fantasy games where, like, you do the same scene, and they're like, okay, well, the player might choose option B. Let's play that scene out, right?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds so exciting.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool.
That's interesting, because, I'm sorry, I'm cutting off.
No.
You go. When I've done mocap, like scene work,
yeah,
not often will they tell us like, oh, we got to do all variations.
No.
Every now and then it's just like, oh, we're cutting the next scene, like this reaction, like, and you won't know
in what context.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. That's kind of they're filling the game, right?
Yeah.
There's an actor named Lindsay Kale, who's a Bay Area actor, and I met them at San Jose Rap, but then I found out that they had done mocap work at 2K.
Oh, sick.
And they were in, at the time, too, I was playing it, which is like, made it even more like, wah! It was in Bioshock Infinite. Yeah,
Bioshock.
Yeah, and I was talking with her, and she was like, yeah, I'm that. A couple times when, like, sometimes you'll see, like, the characters dodge out of your gunfire or whatever, like, that's, some of those are me. I'm like, that's so cool! Like, just little things, right? Like, damn, like, I'm that close.
Yeah.
You know? So I would say mocap work is probably one.
That can easily happen. You just got to get with my agent, bro.
I really do.
You just don't apply for the agents.
No, I don't. Okay, so I did.
We're going to talk about that in another episode.
Yeah, that's right. Getting a car, going back to agents.
Okay.
That's really the only reason I don't have one.
He does theater and he's way more committed to doing that and going there like every dang day when agents only, like, most things are self-taped. That's another episode. I rest my case. Keep going.
I know. It's a mindset. It's a mindset thing. I'm stubborn, right? So it takes me a while. Okay, another goal. And then I think that's good right there.
Car, mocap, and?
I'd like to publish a photo book.
A zine?
A zine, yeah. Like volume one.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I would like to do that.
Sponsored by Art Time Job.
Yeah. Oh, in the back. It's yeah. A little logo. Why not? Ooh, that'd be fun.
This is like a sponsor for anybody we want. Oh, do you want
well, listen, if job you're if you're out there listening and you're like, hey, I want to back these two creatives, our emails are open.
Yeah, so is our Patreon.
Oh, and yeah, that's a goal, is to launch our Art Time Job Patreon.
I mean, by the time this is out, I know.
Well, I would love to see like a read. Like, yeah. Here it is.
Check it out.
On that page. Yeah, over here somewhere.
We all have goals. We don't get them all done. If you get all your goals done, shout out you. We strive to be someone like you, whether it's tasks or goals. I'm David Morales. You can follow me everywhere at Active Poet or at David Morales.
And I'm Tossi Alabastro. You can follow me everywhere at Tossi Alabastro, or if you like photography, at The Modern Clicksmith on IG.
And you can follow this podcast at Art Time Job Podcast. We're reminding you to make time for your art. And either let go of those goals or go get after them.
Get them. You know, actually, a goal would probably be like own a restaurant.
Why?
That's or a cafe.
Business model.
Or a bookstore. Or that'd a cafe. Cool. Actually, cafes are reliable.
I feel like I could see you at a cafe.
Yeah. And be like, yo, what's up, Dav? You going to perform tonight?
So you want to work at the cafe too?
No, I want to start one. I want to own one. I want to be a proprietor and have people work there.
Yeah.
And then I show up and I'm just like,
whenever you
how's the register? Yeah. How's the cappuccino today? That. Yeah. And I'm like loitering in the front.
Yeah.
Like, it's Tossi spot.
Yeah.
There is a Tossi cafe in Ohio.
Why not call it Tossi spot? I like Tossi spot.
Tossi spot. Oh, it's kinky.
Yeah, it is.